And so this effort is critical in terms of kind of covering ourselves and also starting the process of re-educating our staff, paid and unpaid producers, in the process of how to go about this new type of programming. So that's basically it. I don't want to be. I could go on more. I will say one last thing in terms of financing and budgets, or the returns rather. We're looking at the cost, but the returns. But Democracy Now's 990s have recently been publicly distributed. As I don't know if any of you folks have seen them. Apparently, in their last filing year, in terms of sales, they have exceeded 1.2 million, I think. Now, this is not all online sales. They've done a lot of tours and whatnot, but I'm sure they're accounting for that separately. Nonetheless, the point is they have had enormous success in distributing their content in this way and have had tremendous quantum leap growth in their revenues, far exceeding even what they get from other sources like Pacifica, even, for example. So for managers out there or for people on finance committees or on the local boards, the argument that we are going to be losing money or this is going to kind of undermine our fundraising efforts, I think, is a false argument. And this is a model that works, especially in our area, especially in the progressive community media world. This model works, and that's it.
All right. Well,
Michael,
we should do. Go ahead,
Bill. Too.
Michael.
Yes.
I'm sorry. May I just make a remark?
Absolutely.
Andrea.
Who is this?
Andrea Fishman.
Okay, Andrea, and then Bill. We have maybe 10 minutes.
Okay. Thank you. I'll be quick. Questions are not the ones that were raised, and they may be because I don't understand something about this, but my concern is not about the idea itself per se, but I don't understand the part of the motion and what it would commit us to when you say to identify potential funders and strategic partners to support the growth of these efforts. My hesitation is what influence or control they might have over our efforts or our decisions by being funders or partners. I would like to understand what kind of leeway that gives them, if any, in terms of protecting our own ideas and the mission particularly. And I also have some question about how this I would like to hear more about how this would identify us as a network and not defuse us as a community.
Can I respond, Michael?
Yeah, I think you're the one.
On the funding thing, one of the reasons I talked about having grants be subjected to the same contracts process is so that when we're making applications to donors that everybody can see what we're committing to and why. In this case, you know, I think many of the donors are ahead of the curve of where we are in terms of progressive vision. And they're willing to fund this because they understand that when you basically build a commonwealth rather than build yourself per se as an institution, ultimately your power is magnified. In terms of strategic partners, an example would be archive.org. So they're a strategic partner of Democracy Now! In that they host all of Democracy Now! Content and they pay all their bandwidth costs. So all the distribution that Amy and Democracy Now! Get online, they don't pay anything for. They just have a front end, which is just a website where you go to find the content. And so when you're licensing stuff in a way that's free for people to use in this way, you can find partners who will then provide you with services and support that you don't have to build everything in-house. Whereas if you're building proprietary systems, basically you end up paying for everything yourself because your end point is really your own growth and growth on your own site. So that's what those things mean. There was another question in there.
She wanted to know how to stop losing the sense of community.
Oh,
right.
Well,
I'm not interested in proprietary
example.
As much as that.
Well, a good example, I mean, Pete mentioned, you know, the nature of the programming in your voice. Every program is stamped as a Pacifica program and attribution is a critical part. A good analogy to all this is what the Grateful Dead used to do, which is they let people patch into their board. They let people copy. They encouraged people to redistribute it. And as a result, they built a community with a very distinctive identity, not diffuse at all, and actually were able to generate a lot of revenue off that. They weren't just trying to get every hippie who sold a T-shirt with a bear on it to give them royalties.
I'm talking about community with social power, not just being identified. I'm not interested in proprietary issues necessarily.
There is no community on the. There are no communities on the web with any stronger sense of identity than the open source software community, because there's a clear understanding that you're dealing with civic production and distribution. And another point, when we're talking about all this, we're not just talking about distributing all the FM. We're talking about building audience for space in which all the people who are fighting to be able to be heard on the air can also have programming. They have a place to put programming. And so it's not just service to audiences, but it's service to would-be producers. And I'd actually like to hear Ali, because Ali has already been using the web in some very effective ways to build audience for the ukulele show and here at KPFK, and I just would like his thoughts on all this.
I really don't have a lot of input at this point.
Okay.
Bill?
I think it's a good idea. I think the point of it is basically to just encourage the PNB to move ahead, and if this helps them move ahead, I think that's great. I think we might just add as an attachment or supplement more explanation of why they need to choose a licensing approach soon, and maybe the references to the Creative Commons, and so that, you know, the links to their website and Wikipedia, just in case anybody that's ask questions about it, you get their questions answered, and that way maybe some of the questions will be solved before the PNB meets next. But I think that the Creative Commons approach is good, and I think we need to encourage them to get going on it so we can get the hardware and software developed.
Okay. Well, right now we got a motion sitting out there. I guess we should vote on it or postpone it or something.
Point of order or mm-hmm. something. I think I moved to postpone it to the next meeting, so I think that's the motion we have, right?
Okay. Let's
and
do
Michael,
a
I'm going to recuse myself from what everybody knows how strongly I feel about this, and a committee motion shouldn't be just another reflection of the same person's opinion, so I'm going to recuse myself from these votes.
Right, thanks. Rob, you want to move this on then? And the motion is to postpone this.
I don't know whether I should be recusing myself as well.
No, you guys don't have to recuse yourself.
Well,
that's
I
ridiculous.
Think they should.
No,
but I think they should. Really,
it doesn't. It's okay because, if I may, it's. I think the value of this coming from the tech committee is a sense of the whole committee, and I think, you know, with both Rob and I as advocates of it, if we're both voting again, it's if we tip the balance one way or another. It's a false impression to the PMB of where sentiment lies. They know where we stand. I'm not shy at all about that.
I'm advocating is that we should postpone this vote, and we should take time over email over the next couple of weeks to draft something that really lays out some of the broader context that we've talked about in this last hour. About where the culture is going, where the audience is going, and why it's urgent for Pacifica to try to catch up with this curve. That's the kind of resolution I'd like to see us make. The way it's written now, it does feel like it's weighing in on the issue of the consultancy contract, and I think that's true no matter who votes or recuses himself or herself. If we do something broader, I think it can, you know, kind of try to rise above that particular debate about the contract, about the consultancy business.
Okay.
Point of information, I guess I'm asking.
Okay,
Henry, that sounds like a motion that would be kind of a substitute for mine, and I kind of like it. So I could withdraw mine, and we could have yours. We postpone it, and then we discuss in the next 2 weeks, come up with some language. Is that what you're saying? You could. I would withdraw mine in favor of yours if you could state it.
Well, okay, I mean, sure. I don't know that we... Okay, fine. And I, you know, I for one would be willing to work on drafting something like that with other people, I hope.
Ron, do you think you have some clean language on that? On Henry's substitute?
Clean language on substitute. I really don't know, I mean, I understand the people that want to postpone, want to do, but it's not clear to me what their, you know, what their objective is, what they want to achieve.
Just as secretary, I thought maybe you had gotten down a note.
I heard Henry wants to say something and Mary wanted to postpone. I got that part real clear.
Henry wanted to postpone and then come up with something, because we've had some questions about Michael's motion, and I thought what Henry... Well, Henry, I think you should state again what you just said.
Okay. Should I do that?
The privilege. I need to leave the call. I look forward to finding out how this all worked out. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you.
Okay, let me try again. Short and sweet. I move to postpone the... pending Michael's motion, and to form a subgroup of volunteers to work on drafting a substitute motion addressing the urgency of Pacifica developing and implementing an approach to digital distribution.
Okay. The urgency of...
This is Bill. Unless somebody has a really objection to it, I'm not sure we need to wait another month to then vote on that. I'm still more inclined to just approve this and then do what you're saying, though. I think it's a good idea to have some more explanation for the PNB and anybody else that needs more background information on it. But I'm not sure we need to vote on that, wait till next month to vote on that, do we?
On what?
Well, on this, the additional material that will be written up.
Well, I think we can't really vote on it tonight. We don't have that yet, and I don't think we've got a lot of new people that never even heard of this issue, and I think I've heard people express that they just kind of don't feel ready to vote on this thing, and so I think Henry's got a good idea, and then at the next meeting we'll be ready to just go with it.
Yeah, Bill, are we missing something, or I mean, what can we do?
I don't have a strong feeling one way or the other. If it's okay to wait a month, that's okay with me.
I mean, we'll meet, I'm assuming, the second Wednesday in May, and there's no way to get this approved before that meeting, I would think.
Yeah. If we have to approve all this additional material that's going to be written, but that's okay if we need to do that.
Who's going to write the additional material?
Well, the committee that Henry mentioned. Okay, all right. To address this, because there's several things there, like identifying donors, that seems to have been something that was a questioning point. I mean, I think you could have the same kind of thing and maybe just reword it a bit so that there wouldn't be those questions, maybe.
Okay, we've just gone into... let's do something later on whenever we get around to it mode.
I don't think that's what he said, 2 weeks, to come up with stuff in the next 2 weeks, not whenever we get around to it.
Henry, would you be willing to draft something?
Yeah, I volunteered already, and I mean, I would, you know, frankly, the presentation that somebody made earlier on in this discussion, I don't know whether it was Dave or John or somebody else, but, you know, a lot of what I want to have in that resolution was already in somebody's attempt to justify this resolution, but I think that's what we need in order to influence the PNB and the rest of the Pacific community.
Okay, let's vote on it, unless there's further discussion, because it's getting late, and we either need to die or get this through. And then
we haven't heard two of the other things that are, I think, really important. We haven't done. the thing about Bill Crozier's thing.
Right.
And we had another, issue about having a kind of a debriefing after every national special. I think that's important.
Okay, maybe we can get
motion, Rob,
get that done. That motion done too. Okay, so Rob, can you take a vote on this? Can you read?
Sure. We're voting, I guess, to postpone, and Henry is going to put some language together, which he will circulate to us at some point in the future.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
Within 2 weeks, I promise.
He said
within two weeks,
and we're postponing. You have to postpone to a time. We're postponing until the next technology committee meeting. It's not.
But effectively, this is simply a postponement
until the next meeting. You have to have a time in there.
Sure.
Right, but what we're postponing is something that we haven't seen. We have to see something from Mr. Knorr before we can take subsequent action.
Okay, can I rephrase? Can I maybe try to draft it? So let me see. We're moving to postpone a vote on Michael Woodson's motion, which we only just began to look at, and until the next meeting, at which time Henry Knorr will have circulated a substitute motion, which he will be drafting within the next 2 weeks.
That sounds like something we can vote on. It's a motion.
Sure, okay. So all in favor of that motion, let me read what we've got. Mary Berg. Mary, are you in support of the motion?
I thought we might just... Is there anybody that's against it? And then we could just adopt it. I thought we were saying... Sure, I'm in support of it if we want.
Is there anyone who's against Henry Knorr's motion? Okay, hearing no objections, that's where we'll move. Okay. Bill.
Okay.
Let's talk about audio logs.
Right. This is sort of fits into the digital distribution issue. And
This is Vajra. I'm going to say good night.
Yeah.
Thanks, Vajra.
Good night, Vajra. Okay.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night.
And this is Bill again. I sent some information to Michael a couple of days ago. I probably should have gone ahead and sent it to the rest of you. So this is just sort of a preview. I think we can talk about this some more at length in the future, too. But I guess there are several kind of issues that I'd like to try to think about how we can promote and how we can facilitate each of our stations to make this happen. I guess the goal is to make it easier for when people are doing a Google search for, say, a somebody that might have be an interviewed on one of our programs or be giving a speech or something like that, so they can get a hit that would take them to one of our station websites or to the Pacifica website. I don't know, John and Pete have talked about that, too. Most of our programs, at least on KPFT, don't have any information like that available. There's just a very few of them that provide some of that information for our temporary audio logs, or we call them archives, but the short-term archives or logs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know a number of programmers have their own newsletters, email newsletters, and they put out extensive information before programs, but that's not searchable on the web. Some of our other programmers have their own websites. Quite a few of them do, in fact. Some of them aren't updated very often. A few of them are updated very regularly. But I guess I'm looking at maybe a way of how we can facilitate tying this information together so that we can have at least a summary, even if it's just one sentence of, like, people's names, keywords,
metadata
covered. Metadata, yes. That would be. That would take people that are just don't know anything about Pacifica. Would take them to our websites and help them discover our programs and our archives. And maybe there's some technological solutions we should be looking at that would reduce duplication of effort between all the different programmers and stations and this sort of thing. That's it in a nutshell.
So, Bill,
I think, go ahead.
I'm trying to understand what you're trying to say is we need to find a way to train staff so that they can identify, so that they can use metadata to identify their programming, so that people can search it more easily through engines like Google.
Part of it may be training. Some of it may be, I don't know, maybe any different software or something to make it easy. And we need to get it into our, we're going to need to get our online, the information either.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally in our archives. And another related thing is that on Pacifica.org, the only programs that are there on the front page are Democracy Now! And FSRN and some of the Pacifica specials. It would be nice if, I don't know if that's from an RSS feed or what, but if we could get all of our station's programs hooked into that so that, you know, we can help people search for other worthwhile programs too.
But aren't these things where the local station staff have to have a sense that it's important for them to aggregate some of their stuff to the Pacifica website?
Yes, and a lot of them probably don't know how or what's involved, and so I'm not sure if we need.
So, do we need Pete's advice on that?
Probably. I'm not sure what he's already doing.
Yeah. Well, I will say this is a discussion that we should have. I appreciate you bringing this up, Bill. I will say it's 11:00 Eastern time, and I started the day at 6:30 a.m. Eastern.
Sure.
So if I'm not, you know, as concise or whatnot, pardon me, but I will say I'm a little concerned that this is really more of a, I don't know if this is a governance issue per se. I appreciate the discussion. It's an important one. I'm not trying to sidestep it, but I don't want to get into too much of the details. Having said that, I will say I agree with you. My experience has been with the new software, Pacifica.org, very, very positive. Within 15, 20, 30 minutes of posting segments, especially, for example, in February, early March, when the Scooter Libby news was breaking, and it was a daily story, top headlines kind of story. Pacifica twice was on top of news.google.com. for a search of Scooter Libby or similar searches. And there have been a couple of other instances I can't off the top of my head recall them, but I'll report on it in the next, with the next board meeting on these and other results, early initial results, specifically with regards to search engine indexing and also just traffic in general. I'll be providing some information to the board in Washington on this, but it's been very, very positive. And if to the extent that we can get other producers to tie into this and similar software at the local stations sites, I think that's the key to leveraging the audio side. Because search engines like Yahoo, Google, the big ones, really for them it's all about content is king, just like it was 10 years ago. That hasn't really changed too much. And in this context, it's text context. Text content is king here. So to the extent that we can properly tag up and describe these segments, that's going to be the critical part of bringing people from these large search engines to us. Another side of this is there are audio search engines that will tie directly to these archives. And I haven't done all my research yet, so I don't want to say any misinformation on this. But, my nutshell answer on this is I think we're properly positioning ourselves to leverage these technologies. As Rob and others have said, training is going to be a barrier. I'm going to be having my first staff meeting with WBA staff next Monday, the following Monday rather, right after the NFCB conference. So I'll keep you folks posted and the board posted as to how that's going to go.
Which staff, Pete?
The large producer, unpaid and paid staff at WBAI. And so the program director, Bernard, is scheduling it with the manager, Robert Scott Adams, so I expect to have a good turnout. They're allocating a couple of hours. and it'll be my first...
Could you ask them a question on behalf of the technology committee?
Absolutely.
Could you ask them if they're comfortable with the fact that that you have to stream WBAI out of your apartment? I'm serious as a heart attack.
Yeah.
I'm serious as a heart attack.
Yeah.
I mean, we hear that all the stations are committed to going digital and stuff like that, and yet the equipment, you own the equipment, it's in your apartment, and fiscal year after fiscal year, no attempt is made for them to change. So I'd like you to ask them that question on behalf of this committee. Otherwise, all this stuff is just a joke.
I appreciate in the spirit that it's 11 o'clock.
Or you want us to send
yeah.
a question to them?
Yeah, realistically, honestly, I am low on the totem pole, organizationally speaking. I'm not unionized. I'm not represented on any board. I have no real backing in terms of going to in front of managers at WBAI and telling them that they failed to budget for this. I don't think it's organizationally appropriate, nor will I have the right results. I think the board, folks...
Do the members of this committee understand what some of the problems are with this network? No, I'm serious. I'm serious, because we're not doing anything to change the way we operate, and yet we say we're making all these big plans, and yet we're not doing it. One of our stations in the largest city in the continental, United States, doesn't own its own internet streaming capacity, and it doesn't care.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I agree.
It's getting late. We need to.
Yeah, I think we
stay on track. That's a great point, and somehow we need to get a grip
really
on that too.
Yeah.
So
did I answer the Bill's questions, though? And the one last thing I didn't answer is, why are other programs not there? I kind of spoke to that earlier in the meeting, though, and that's because really, Free Speech Internet News and Democracy Now! Are the only programs in the network that offer permanent links to their audio to their audio MP3 archives, whatever, digital archives, whatever you want to call them. At the sister KPFA does as well, I should say. But at the sister stations, other than KPFA, they have expiring links, and that's not really ideal in this system. The system that, as it's been set up now, is really set up for permanent MP3 links. And that's why you see only a Free Speech Radio News, Pacifica National Specials, and Democracy Now! But again, after this next Monday meeting, I hope that to change, at least with specific shows. So,
Bill, how can we put this on old business for next meeting?
I just wanted to kind of get people thinking about it and point me to any information. We can discuss this some by email, and I'd be glad to get more background information. I want to.
It should be a motion. Bill, it should be a motion that we basically lay down that there should be metadata set up for all programs produced by Pacifica stations.
Well, yeah, that's what I like.
I make that. Okay. We can make that motion.
Okay.
And Mary Burke here.
Mary?
We also need to put, I guess we can't be spending the time now. We're losing people. It is getting pretty late on the
right.
East Coast, and it's way later. I've already kind of screwed up my commitments, even though on the West Coast, but that motion that Rob made, which I think we really need to do. I'm sorry we didn't do it today.
It's a no-brainer.
I know it's a no-brainer. So maybe we could pass it with. Maybe we could just see if we'll agree. What I wrote, Rob. I don't know if you wrote what you said. I put down that you move that the tech committee recommends that at the end of each national special, there be a debriefing session for lessons learned and identification of any problems that occurred.
So let's
set protocols for troubleshooting and policies, yeah. Yeah, no, I wrote it down, Mary.
Okay, well, then you could read what you wrote. Maybe I don't have... So
yeah,
why don't we just do that before we go? That would at least... I think that's really important.
Yeah, I don't think these things...
And I don't think anybody's going to object.
Okay, let's go with the metadata one. Do we have any discussion about Bill's metadata motion? Are there any objections?
Well, I think that it's I think it's a little I don't want to say premature, but I think it's a little to have a motion that mandates that this be generated without the infrastructure in place kind of makes me nervous. Does that mean that I have to do a crash course or consolidate efforts with Ali and Michael and other local web workers to come up with a plan to train everybody overnight? I mean, I think this is part of a process, including having the right software in place, including having the documentation and training in place. But to mandate that this happen, I don't think it's feasible.
Yeah, I guess this is Bill again. I think it probably is a little premature. What we probably need to get together is come up with some overall recommendations that are achievable and will help move individual stations and the PNB in the right direction so they know what's needed and why this would be helpful to spend a little time and resources on this.
Okay, let's table that motion. I think that's what we should do.
Okay. So what, we're going to table it till when? Next time or what?
Well, I think postponing needs a date. The tabling means we'll get to it.
You're right. So we table it. Okay.
Postpone consideration till next.
Okay.
Unless Bill wants a deadline, then we can do that.
And how about the other one, which Rob can read to us?
Yeah, okay. So are there any objections to tabling Bill's motion? Okay, good. Then we'll go on to the one about the debriefing.
The debriefing, I think that's really important.
You want to read that motion?
Sure. The motion is that at the end of any network broadcast or national special, that a debriefing is conducted in which two things take place. One is there's a discussion of lessons learned, and secondly, that stipulations are made about protocols or troubleshooting or areas for improvement for the production of future broadcasts. And obviously this is going to have to be put in writing.
Right. The reason... if we can get this in the minutes, then...
And the problem about this is that Pete and John will show up for this, and the producers and other folks may not. So, I mean, there's a question, as in all things like this, about how you implement this, is how do you get people to comply?
Well, we recommend, and I'm hoping that, myself, I think that we just need to give Pete some backing, and this is one way to do it.
This is a start.
Yeah.
We don't have to spell out all the
information. We're conscious of this, and when this problem comes up, we can say, we've looked at this. Why isn't it being handled?
Mm-hmm.
This veers towards responsibility.
We can bring this
right. This is really something that the producers should send back to the network, to the executive director, and the network programming coordinator.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to leave. This is Ali in Los Angeles.
Yeah, we're losing a lot of
thanks
people.
Thanks for letting me sit in. This was very informative. I hope to contribute more next time.
Thank you, Ali.
Thanks, Ali.
Are there any... we're about to adjourn anyway, but...
Can I call a question?
Yeah, there's the questions called. Anybody want to...
That was Henry, right?
Yes.
Any objections to calling the question?
Mm-mm.
So it passes with 2/3. Now we'll vote on the motion. If you read the motion, Rob, we'll vote on it.
The motion by Henry Noor from KPFA is...
No, your motion.
Oh, I thought I read that already. The motion is that at the end of every national special or network broadcast, that a debriefing is conducted, and two things are gleaned from that. One is the lessons learned from the broadcast. The second are troubleshooting advice, protocols, or areas for improvement to be included in future productions.
Okay, are there any objections to that? Hearing none, that passes. Okay, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
And Henry already did.
Any objections? Okay, meeting over. Thank you all for joining, and we'll see you in a month.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody.